The other day I came across a book called The Way of the Superior Man. The title alone made me, as a woman, a little uneasy. I admit I had some preconceived ideas that it was going to be another one of those male ego-boosting, take control and dominate your woman type of books. My first mistake was reading an article that talked about the book before reading the book itself. The article was titled, How and Why Women Test You. It mentioned that in the book by David Deda, the author points out that, quote, a woman will often ask a man for something directly, but if he does what she asks, she will be disappointed and angry with him, end quote. Now, this statement really made me mad. Upon careful analysis, it hit me that there was some truth in that. I mean, really, how many times had I asked my man to go ahead with the guys to the movie? It's okay that I'd been saying that I wanted to see the same movie for 2 months prior to the release, and we haven't been anywhere besides the grocery store together in months. No problem. Go ahead. Then, after he goes, I'm pissed the hell off. The easier thing would have been to just say what I felt. The truth was that I wanted him to make the right choice without any help from me. I've since learned that guys really are not that complicated. They tell us that all the time. We think that they're just saying that to throw us off. It's really true. Getting back to the book, I'm trying to dig deeper into that title, Superior Man. Maybe that was what hit the nerve. I do a little internet research and find some quotes from the book. This one hit me right between the eyes, and immediately I wanted to run to my neighborhood bookstore and buy a copy. Damn stores for not being open at 3 a.m. Here was the quote. The way a man penetrates the world should be the same way he penetrates his woman. Not merely for personal gain or pleasure, but to magnify love, openness, and depth. I love this line. However, upon further reading, it occurs to me that while the author is saying that men should first be driven by their life purpose and work, women are driven by relationships and love. Is that just another way of saying women are just emotional creatures and men have the awesome responsibility of taking on the world, and that is the priority and should be first for every man? Sounds like a politically correct way to say women should remain barefoot and pregnant. Oh, there I go again, making assumptions. Let's pull out another quote. Every time she sucks you into an uncontrolled need to ejaculate, she has conquered you. She controls you and masters you. She is in charge, sexually, no matter what manly gesture you made before ejaculating. With a simple flick of her tongue, a sly moan, or a slurping tilt of her pelvis, she can drain you of life. Succubuses join and conquer the world, meeting at my house Sunday at noon, while the men are engrossed in sporting games. Sorry. Couldn't resist that one. Look, there are tons of books out there offering a different opinion on relationships. You have to take them with a grain of salt. Truth of the matter is that it's still the middle of the night and I have not made it to the bookstore yet. However, when I do purchase Mr. Deda's book, I will approach it much like I watch Jim Carrey and Ashton Kutcher movies, for entertainment purposes only. I'm not looking for an Academy Award-winning performance, just something to take my mind off what seems to be an endless amount of jerks that read this stuff and believe it word for word. I should mention that the subtitle of the book is A Man's Guide to Mastering the Challenges of Women, Work, and Desire. Speaking of which, this is Letitia. Gotta go to use my tongue and pelvis to drain the life out of my man. See ya.